Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the Thursday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. How far will the Army go? How high do you think the enlistment age should be? Because the Army has been raising the age over and over again. How high? 1-800-259-9231.
My wife's grandfather. 96.
You can also join us online.
He's not doing anything.
Freetalklive.com is our website. Everything there is totally free. The news is from the, Reuters. The U.S. Army, aiming to meet its recruiting goals amid the Iraq War, raised its maximum enlistment age by another 2 years yesterday, while the Army Reserve predicted it will miss its recruiting target for the second straight year. People can now volunteer to serve in the active duty Army or the part-time Army Reserve and National Guard up to their 42nd birthday. After the move aimed at...
Hold on. They can serve till then, or they can...
Up to their 42nd birthday.
I thought they could serve well past their 42nd birthday.
Oh, they can... I think that's when they can enlist.
Enlist,
so, yes,
right.
That's when they can start. So, up to their 42nd birthday, after the move aimed at increasing the number of people eligible to sign up, said officials.
I hate to sound like I'm making a judgment or anything, but can you imagine the level of loser you've got to be at 42 for it to be a good idea for you to join the Army and get paid, from what I understand, get paid less than minimum wage?
Well, because, you're making X amount of thousands of dollars per year. You're making a salary, so it's not like you're getting an hourly pay.
Very few thousands of dollars a year.
But you're on duty 24 hours a day. It's not like you're showing up for a job or something like that. I was thinking about it. It's like legalized slavery, isn't it? Basically, you can't leave.
Oh, you can't leave. No,
right.
It's not slavery in the sense that you're compensated for it. Slavery wouldn't necessarily.
That's true. Well, the slaves were compensated. They got a place to stay and food to eat.
You also get pay in the Army.
I see.
You sign a contract and you are held to that contract, and it's the only employment contract that will send you to prison if you don't fulfill it. That's why it's a bad idea to do it. You can go work anywhere, work under better conditions, and not go to prison if you decide to quit.
So, it marked the second time this year the Army has boosted the maximum age for new volunteers, raising the ceiling from 35 to 40 in January, before now adding 2 more years. 7 years! In six months' time, Mark, they've raised the age 7 years! How far are they going to go? What do you think? 1-800-259-9231.
What they're trying to do is entice me, because every time I get to the age, they pop it up again.
They keep raising it.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, by the time this Iraq conflict is over, let's say we get another 10 years in Iraq, they're raising the minimum age, they're raising the maximum age by 1 year, about every month or so. So by the end of this year, we should have another 6 years on top of that. We'll probably be at about 65 by the time the Iraq war's over. You think I'm joking? I mean, they're desperate. These people are really desperate.
Well, they call in that one guy who was in his 70s to serve.
That's right. Yeah, I think it was sometime early last year, they called up an old man who was, he's no longer active, but he had some medical experience. I guess he was a medic back when he served in Vietnam or whatever it was. Now he's in his 70s. And he voluntarily, they just called to ask him to come back. They didn't say you have to come back.
Right.
Like they're doing with a lot of guys. So, more than 3 years into the war, the Army continues to provide the bulk of U.S. ground forces in Iraq. Army officials have acknowledged the war's made some recruits and their families a little wary about volunteering. Gee, you think? Maybe it's because over 2,500 individuals from the United States have been killed in this conflict. Maybe the... What is it?
18,000?
Yeah, 18,000 individuals have been wounded. And wounded means anything from a little bit of shrapnel in your body to an entirely missing limb or two. So maybe that's what's keeping kids away. You think?
I it's just a bad idea, and this war is a bad idea, so...
Let's see, do I want to go and push carts in the Walmart parking lot, flip burgers, or possibly die?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, the last commercial I saw for the Army, they're merchandising the uniform. I mean, that's how far they've slipped. Hey, come get the uniform, come back, impress your friends. It'll be great. I wonder if your friends will be impressed by the body bag, too.
Army Reserve, along
nice nub.
Yeah.
Nice amputee going on there.
Army Reserve, along with the regular Army and National Guard, missed its 2005 recruiting goal and currently is lagging by 4% on its 2006 recruiting goal. So it doesn't matter. It seems like they keep raising the recruiting age, but they still can't meet their goals. Lieutenant Jack Stoltz, the new Army Reserve chief, says he doesn't expect the reserve to reach its goal of 36,000 recruits, which ends September 30th. So he's already saying, we're not going to make it. There's no point in shooting. We're just putting the goal aside at this point. We're pathetic. He's saying, though, he does think they'll get 96 to 97% of their goal. The Army Reserve, we know they're a part-time crew. The Pentagon has made extensive use of the part-time soldiers.
I hope
in Iraq.
We remember that he says they're going to make 96-97%, so that we can find out how few, how far off they're off of that too.
Yeah.
So
well, you make a note then.
Okay.
Because they're going to. This will be readdressed. It keeps coming up.
Sure. Sure it is.
1-800-259-9231. At what age do you think the Army's going to cap off the enlistment age?
You know, I suggested that the American people march upon the White House with pitchforks.
You wanted a million of them to turn out.
And in protest to this war. And this is the way they actually are protesting.
Not joining?
Yeah, this is the way that is, you know, it's trickling down. The young people that would normally join and say, hey, I could go to college by following orders and da-da-da-da-da. I'm doing that Army thing.
But a lot of people are
afraid.
They
aren't joining anymore.
You're right, they're not. They're having a tough time recruiting. Although, to be fair, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines, they're all making the recruiting calls. The only time we ever hear about them missing it is the Army or the Reserve.
But they're the lion's share of the fighting force.
Oh, absolutely. But if they keep missing their goals, and this war keeps going on, it's going to mean there's going to be a higher and higher chance of them bringing back the draft. And I think that in the case of them actually bringing back the draft, I think then, Mark, you might actually be able to get a bunch of people to rally in Washington. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We're going to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I want to change the subject a little bit.
Sure.
But update on the Real ID situation in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, of course, was considering opting out of Real ID, the federal ID card. And I was just reading a copy of the Keene Free Press yesterday, and it got me so angry. I read this, you know, this famous quote from one of our senators where he was saying, well, it's okay for them to take some of our rights away.
Ooh.
I was so angry when I read that quote in the Keene Free Press that I called him up at home just to leave a message on his voicemail or something saying, did you really say that? You know, I didn't think he ever called me back. He called me back an hour later.
Really?
We played phone tag for maybe a part of the afternoon, and then we had a real nice 20-minute long conversation yesterday.
So what happened?
It's Jack Barnes is his name. He was definitely a conversation with a politician. You know, he was not really committing to anything, and he was kind of hemming and hawing, and he sounded like he felt guilty about his vote because he voted not to opt out of Real ID.
Well, the more we can turn up the heat on these guys, the more guilty they're going to feel, and hopefully the more likely they're going to be to actually nail down a position and take positions when people call them and talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. And it made me feel good that he felt he needed to respond, you know, that I'd sort of touched a nerve. It made me feel good that we were able to carry on a civil conversation. This was the ringleader of the bad guys in the Senate on this issue.
Oh, wow.
You know, and we were still kind of the ringleader. At least he was the one that sponsored the amendment that basically gutted the bill.
Yeah.
And I just thought we'd never talk at all, or we'd have kind of an unhappy conversation. But he has done some good things in the past, and I did thank him for that. And
These guys, one thing's for sure, they don't want to lose their seat. They don't want to lose in the next election. And so if you can call and then some other people can call in New Hampshire, maybe he'll start to realize that the heat's on. And if he doesn't start voting in a more pro-liberty direction, he may not come back in 2006 or 2008. Dave, calls from Porkfest, man. We know it's a day away. We appreciate hearing from you, and we'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Mark, we've got a personal issue. It doesn't happen often these days, but somebody has emailed in. It's something about lesbianism. On the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go get them for free online. Front page of the website, there's no logging in, there's no membership fee, you just go and grab them up at freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, starting tomorrow, June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com, that's porcfest.com. So then, Mr. Mark, let's talk about this lesbian email that you got. What is going on?
Well, It's from Jipperly, and he's asking for some advice.
Okay. We like to give advice. It's
right.
Just from a couple guys behind microphones, but it's advice
fine.
Nonetheless.
Plus, it fits that whole call us about anything.
That's true. Or email us about anything.
Go unique ahead. Selling proposition that we have. I have recently moved, this is from Jipperly, I have recently moved to the next town over with two girls. One is my sister, and one of my roommates is a lesbian. Now, that's fine. I've known her for about a year. She's cool. Her preferences do not bother me in the least.
So it's Jipperly, his sister, and a lesbian.
Living in altogether.
Right.
In
okay.
There.
Got it.
Kind of like Three's Company, except Chrissy's
a lesbian.
Got
right.
it. I've grown to live with it, and we're good friends. But it seems like she likes to party. She's claimed she's been drunk every night for a month now.
Wow.
Ignoring the health issues, and the real problem is that that this arises is with a lot of lesbians are coming in and out of the house on their way to bars and the like. That is, of course, totally awesome, but I feel like some of them are hitting on me, asking me to go to bars with them and the like. Now, I have no problem going out to bars and such, but they always do it on weeknights, and I have to get up in the morning for work.
Yeah, darn that responsibility.
Some of them are cute and very insistent.
But they're lesbians, or maybe bisexual.
I would say that the younger they are, the less likely to be firm,
hardcore lesbian.
Hardcore, you know,
I see.
Lesbians.
And they're experimenting.
And you remember, you know, somebody's a lesbian, or it's not like you're a lesbian or you're not. There's this sort of Kinseyan chart, as they call it, and how gay are you, essentially, from on a scale from 1 to 10. So,
what's your scale?
Me? I'm hitting a pretty solid 10, thanks.
10 being the most gay?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So, what's etiquette for lesbians on this issue? Do I assume that they are, indeed, hitting on me and make some sort of moves myself, or do I respect their decision and assume that my instincts are wrong, that they've, and they have been in the past? And am I a loser for choosing to go to bed early, that's before 1 a.m., soberish, rather than partying with a bunch of lesbians? Or am I making the right choice by blowing off the closest chance to a threesome I'll ever have?
Okay, there's a lot of questions there. Can we start? Can you read the first one again?
Okay.
I'm not good at remembering.
What's the etiquette for lesbians on this issue?
What's the etiquette? Meaning you've got someone who you believe is a lesbian. They're hitting on you. Should you go ahead and buy in? Should you flirt back? Should you leave them alone? That's essentially the question. What should he do in this case?
Yes.
He hasn't done anything yet. He's just sort of been turning them down and not going to
much.
The bars.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's not his place to judge who's a lesbian and who's not.
Mm.
If he thinks somebody's hitting on him and he finds that person attractive, he should
go for it.
Yeah, he should.
And
go
if
for
they're
that.
If they're a lesbian, they'll say, "Hey, man, what are you doing? I'm a lesbian. This isn't going to work out for you, buddy."
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll find out eventually that whether or not she is
right,
interested or not.
Quickly. And you know, if he's concerned about the loss of opportunity, he should take a chance on going out on a weeknight and just lump it at work the next day, and that would solve that problem.
So he's asking the question: is he a loser if he's staying home and being responsible? I say absolutely not. I think there'd be some people, you know, the club people that would say that, "Hey man, why are you being such a square and staying home?" Not that anyone uses square these days, but
yeah.
I don't know what the hip terminology
That's
is.
That's what the club person in your mind says.
Why are you being such a loser and staying home, man? You could be out partying all night long. Well, who's going to have more money in 25 years? Who's going to be more of a success in the next two decades? I mean, for instance, when I was in high school, I was working every single night. I was working weekends. All of my friends, most of my friends, the people that I know, the people in high school, were out partying. And what do they have to show for it? What do they have to show for it?
No.
They got drunk.
Not taking a lot with them.
They got wasted. They spent their money. And that's it. You know, they're usually probably not going to see many of those people again. Sure, there's a chance that you could be missing out on the woman of your lifetime, right? The opportunity.
Who's drunk in a bar.
Who likes to go and get wasted every night. Yeah, I really question that. I mean, if that's the kind of crowd you want to hang out with, then go and do it. I mean, follow your instincts.
Just to be fair, I've met lots of really great women drunk in bars.
Yeah, and what's your woman situation today?
Pretty much without one.
Yeah. So a lot of good that did you. You just bought a lot of women some drinks, had some sex maybe as a result of it. I mean, if sex is your primary motivation, go to the bar, get drunk, take the girls home, and, have your sex.
And get a gym membership.
But if you're looking for a relationship, I don't personally know if meeting women in bars is the best way to do that. I don't have experience at this, and if you do, you know, if you've really met, you know, what I'd like to hear from is somebody who's met a woman in a bar and has ended up having, you know, had just a fantastic relationship with this person. You've been together for a decade.
I don't see that there's a problem with that. Quite honestly, I mean, lots of people go to bars, and
it just doesn't seem like the best way to meet people to me.
Well, and like you said, you're highly unqualified to answer that question.
Well, okay, I'm being fair, though, aren't I?
Yeah.
I know that personally, I wouldn't want to have any sort of a relationship with the type of person who would be going to a bar.
If you didn't have a talk radio show, you wouldn't have ever had a relationship at this point.
That's not necessarily the case.
I don't know whether I agree.
That's not necessarily the case. My philosophy on meeting a member of the opposite sex or the same sex, somebody who you might be interested in, is to pursue your own interests. So if one of your interests is getting drunk in bars, go pursue it.
Yep.
You'll find somebody that's like you.
I have to agree that pursuing your own interests is an excellent way of meeting somebody.
Right. If your interest is to
Hey, I've got the interest sometimes of going to bars and drinking.
Right. Okay, great. But if that's not your interest, don't fake it. You know, don't go and go to a bar because you think that's the best way to meet somebody.
I'd have to agree with that, too.
Right. Do what's right for you. So if you're interested in computers, go and go to, take a computer class and meet somebody that way.
Mm.
You know, if you're interested in working and bettering yourself, go to work and do the kind of work that you want to. If you like to be an actor, for instance, go join a community theater. Meet some people in that kind of that area of life. And then you'll find that people that are like you will automatically come around you. And maybe one of them will be interesting.
I also think that a good idea for instance, if you don't work around the members of the opposite sex, it seems like to me that most people work in near people of the same sex. I don't know why it seems to break out that way.
I don't know, but I mean, maybe
offices have a tendency to be heavily
more male or female.
Heavily female,
really?
Yeah, clerical work tends to be.
I would say at the radio station that we worked at, it was kind of split pretty evenly.
Yeah, but most people don't work at a radio station.
I gotcha.
You know, the construction industry, all male, mostly male. It can be hard for some people to meet other people, and I think that a course at a local community college. Always a good way to sort of mix and mingle with young up-and-comers.
Cheap, too. I mean, it's not really expensive.
No, it's not expensive.
Isn't there like a young professionals group around here? I mean, that might be an option as well.
Young professionals group really is a dating service.
If you're a professional, at least, and you can get all dressed up and stuff.
Yeah. 800-259- You can even fake the professional.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways if you've got dating tips for Gipperly, or you can tell us what worked for you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times.
Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and you can go and visit that and see what some of our lady listeners look like. All kinds of ladies have submitted their photo to the shrine, validated photos, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. So you can see what I mean by going to the Free Talk going to freetalklive.com and visiting the Shrine of Female Listeners. We're in the midst of an email from Jipperly, and Jipperly has a situation where he's moved into an apartment or a house or whatever, and he's living with his sister and one of her friends, who, as it turns out, is a lesbian. And because of this, the lesbian is having other lesbians, presumably, come over to the house. They're all going out, and they're going to bars, getting drunk, doing that sort of thing, as many Americans do.
Yes, and lesbian or not.
Jipperly has to go to work every day. He has to go to...
Good man.
Right, he has to go to, get up in the morning. He really can't go out every night and get drunk at bars. Just not a responsible thing to be doing.
Darn hard to get up in the morning for work, too.
But nonetheless, he feels like the women that are coming over to the house are indeed hitting on him. And, you know, he's a lonely guy. He's wondering if he's missing out on an opportunity here.
Right. It says, am I making the right choice by blowing off the closest chance to a threesome I'll ever have? And, you know, I don't know. He's making a logical leap here to...
Though it's the closest chance.
Right. That a lesbian, quote-unquote, hitting on him is, in fact, an opportunity to threesome. But, you know, it's not a completely illogical leap either, but it's a logical leap.
And I don't know how old Jipperly is. I don't get the impression that he's very old.
I don't either. It sounds like this sounds like a sort of a 20-something situation.
Which means he may actually have better chances to experience that sort of sexual activity.
Right. There's probably not a lot of threesomes going on at the nursing home.
And so I just think I think the threesome thing is a little bit overblown. Now, not that I have any personal experience with that, but I've heard, you know, we've talked about this before on Free Talk Live, and I think some people have sort of come out with the opinion that it really wasn't everything it was cracked up to be. You know, especially if you're in a relationship, from what I understand.
Well, it has a tendency to send fissures through the relationship.
Fissures? Oh, as in cracks?
Yes.
Right.
It can be, it's a big, big, big trust issue. People may do it and then regret having done it and hold their partner responsible for quote-unquote pressuring them into it. And
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of hassle to me.
Well,
one-time opportunity. But again, if that's what you're after, man, if you're after it, if that's what your thing is, Jipperly, then go for it. You know, if your thing is to go and get drunk at clubs and hang out and party, then do that. But if what is more important to you is earning a living, saving your money, so therefore later on down the line, I mean, which one is more desirable to a woman, Mark? A man who parties every night, who's got a flashy car and then runs out of money, or a man who is a decade older and has quite a bit of money in the bank account, living comfortably with his own house and that sort of thing? which one do you think would be more attractive to the larger set of women?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening to the show.
The studio asked me a question.
Okay, then. My question was, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Royce in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk. You choose, you lose, Mark. Royce in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I can chime in on that threesome thing, and it's definitely overrated.
Really?
Yeah, most of the time. But actually, I called to talk about the flag-burning amendment.
From threesomes to flag-burning, what's on your mind, sir? Go ahead.
The other day you were saying that it was in the Senate and it would still have to pass the House, but it has actually already passed the House, so the president will be the only thing stopping it if it passed the Senate.
Wait a minute. You're talking about an amendment.
An amendment has passed the House several times. I just checked it on Wikipedia.
Right, well, the amendment has, and then it has to make it back through the House, and it probably will make it through the House, but
right.
Then it has to make it to the president, or excuse me, then it has to be passed through three-quarters of the states.
And good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So it's probably not going to happen.
In all likelihood, it won't, and it's really just something that they're pounding for.
If it does happen, if this does go through, by some crazy miracle, if this does go through, then I think you're going to see more flag burning in America.
Well, you definitely will. It's one of the things I wanted to say. I started a pledge on Pledge Bank that if it passes, even if it just passes the Senate, then we're going to burn flags on the 4th of July.
Hmm. Wow, just for the heck of it.
I can't say I support that, but I understand.
The only problem with this is that I personally would not mind seeing something like that happen, because I understand that the flag doesn't mean what people think it means. But the problem is, most people have this sort of feeling that the flag stands for freedom and liberty, when in fact it really stands more for government and government power. But most people don't see it in the correct light, so therefore when you're burning the flag, they're not going to listen to what you're saying. They're going to be seeing the fact that you're burning the American flag, and they're going to have a very emotional, angry response to it. And you can't count on the news coverage to give you fair coverage. They're just going to report that there was some madman burning a flag in the public square. They're not going to give you the opportunity to explain why you're burning the flag at all. So really, I don't think you're going to have a very positive response with that. I think I like what Mike's suggestion was, who called in a couple nights ago, that instead of burning the flag, you may want to consider burning an effigy, say, of Uncle Sam. Because when you're burning the flag, people think that means you're burning a symbol of freedom. But if you're burning Uncle Sam, I don't think anybody could think that Uncle Sam stands for freedom. Uncle Sam has always been tied in with the government. You know, he's the guy that's taking your money. Uncle Sam's taking your taxes. Uncle Sam's taking your sons and daughters away to the military. So I think burning him in effigy would be a little more effective of a communication to those who really don't take the time to think about these things.
Well, except that it's not an act of civil disobedience, because it's not illegal to burn Uncle Sam.
That much is true, and I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying that would be more effective of a communication.
It might be.
I totally see where you're coming from, and I support you, man. Best of luck getting the news to give you fair coverage on that one. You're going to get coverage. It's just not going to be fair. Thanks for the call, Royce. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, if you saw a news report, Mark, of somebody burning a flag, what would you think?
Well, I don't like the flag getting burned, personally, at the same time, I think it's a bad idea to make an amendment of it. And I think that a flag burning really is an issue of, fire code. Where are you burning a flag?
Mm-hmm.
Ownership, property rights. Whose flag are you burning? And those questions, if you're burning your flag someplace safe, I don't like it.
Yep.
I may not like you, but I won't like somebody who walks up to me and gives me the middle finger.
Sure.
Just shakes it in my face.
Right.
I don't think that should be illegal, but I certainly don't like it.
I was looking.
The possibility exists, if you do either one of those in my presence, that I could be enraged,
right,
and do something physically violent to you.
That wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good for anybody.
Right.
But do you understand how the possibility
sure
exists?
Sure. I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
In fact, I looked at some of the different instances. There haven't been very many instances of flag burnings recently, but I did look at some of the reports on them just to see what exactly the situations were. And I couldn't find one where someone was actually burning their own flag. I found one instance where a group of people, troublemakers, gathered some flags and put them all into a bin and burned them. They were not burning their own flags. We had the instance here where we're doing the city where we're doing the show from, where some hooligans burned somebody else's flag on their flagpole. That was not their flag. And so I've never seen a report on somebody actually bringing a flag somewhere and setting it on fire, it being their own property. Never seen it. So it'd be interesting to see somebody do it if this indeed does come to pass. And I agree. I think that Royce isn't going to be the only person who's going to be civilly disobedient. 800-259-9231, because if there really is a law that says you can't burn the flag,
it becomes a bigger deal.
That flag sure doesn't stand for much freedom anymore after that point. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan-quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 110,000 posts. 1,200 people are interacting. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Is insurgency thriving since Zarqawi? So asks CBSNews.com. As we predicted, Mark, when Mr. Al-Zarqawi was blown up with the two 500-pound bombs a couple weeks ago, what did we say? What was the prediction on Free Talk Live?
I can't remember any prediction. Why don't you remind me? It had something to do with increased insurgency?
The prediction was simply that nothing would change.
Oh, nothing will change.
Right. That he would be replaced, that he probably already was replaced by the time the news had been announced that he was killed.
Well, I said that he was a non-player anyway. I mean, essentially, he is the leader of, you know, say 10% of the insurgency forces. Mm. Why is that going to have anything to do with anything?
Nope. And the news was celebrating. Yes, we've gotten him. We've killed Zarqawi. This is it. We're going to be all right now. It's all going to be a downhill from here. But in fact, It's not.
No. Why would it?
Not only was he replaced right away, but it's my contention that if it really is true that they got an inside tip from somebody in Al-Qaeda, which is what they were reporting, that they found out where he was because somebody was sort of on the inside, it's my suggestion that the guy that replaced him was the guy that gave him the tip. I mean, that if you want to take power, you got to knock out the guy who's currently in.
It's a nice way to have the, to be the number two guy and move up to number one.
Well, sure enough, less than 2 weeks after insurgent mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed, 85 workers were kidnapped. Saddam Hussein's attorney is dead, and at least one U.S. soldier was brutally beheaded. And that happened, all of that, in just 48 hours since his death. For those looking for change in the insurgency since its leadership shakeup, the spate of violence sends a message of stagnancy or perhaps even heightening brutality. In other violence, about a dozen people were killed across Iraq, and an Al-Qaeda-led insurgent group announced that it will execute 4 Russian hostages.
Wow.
As for the 85 people kidnapped Wednesday north of Baghdad, gunmen later released about 30 of them, all women and children. Hey, maybe those guys aren't so bad after all, huh?
No, they just didn't want to take care of them.
Saddam and his, well, if they didn't want to take care of them, they could have executed them to show how ruthless and terrible they are.
I suppose that's true.
Saddam and his 7 co-defendants went on a hunger strike on Wednesday to protest the shooting death of an attorney on the ousted Iraqi leader's defense team, the 3rd such killing in the 8-month-old trial. Do you think Saddam's getting a fair trial? His lawyer's being bumped off?
Well, he's probably having his lawyer bumped off. What do you think? Who knows? This is such a mess.
Anything could be
such
happening.
A circus.
True. Good point.
I mean, the next thing he's going to come out on a tricycle with a clown nose on. I mean, it's every day it's something new and different. I'm on a hunger strike. Somebody give me a cheeseburger. You people are threatening the sovereignty of this nation. I mean, he just says all kinds of crazy
stuff.
He's
very funny.
Yes. I mean, it's
quite entertaining.
Is this like the Nuremberg trials at The Hague?
Did they do this at Nuremberg?
Well,
this sort of behavior?
No. I mean, it just shows how stupid this is.
Yeah.
And, of course, we gave him to the Iraqi people to try. And
what does Saddam care anyway, right? I mean, why does he care about being docile in court? He could have been killed, right? When instead of taking him alive, he could have very well have succumbed to a grenade blast or gunfire.
Sure.
So, at this point, he might as well be dead. Might as well, at this point, act up in court. Why not? Why not make a spectacle out of the courtroom? Why not turn it into a circus? You got nothing to lose. You're in the hands of the captors, and they can pretty much do with you whatever they want. Why not? 1-800-259-9231. So, as predicted, nothing has changed in Iraq. If anything, it's getting more intense.
It's going to continue to get more intense. I mean, Hello, Quagmire. Hello, Quagmire.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
We've got over 100,000 troops there. I saw the number was like 135,000, 150,000 of our troops there. We're having trouble, as we pointed out earlier in the show, we're having trouble recruiting new recruits. In fact, we've raised the enlistment age now to 42, and there's still rumblings about Iran. And they still want to send us into another country.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of warnings about that.
That's right. In fact, including threats that perhaps the oil prices are going to be increasing significantly.
I have an article on that. according to, let's see, from the AP, Marianne Lavelle, would oil prices could double or triple over the current painful $70 a barrel level if diplomacy failed and military conflict broke out in Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Nuclear.
Sorry, I'm just not good at that word. I'm like
takes
the,
practice.
The president. Yeah.
Saudi, and he has enough practice. He should have gotten it by now.
Saudi Ambassador Prince Turki Al Faisal warned this. This is what he said this morning. Now, essentially, we are fighting, according to news stories out there, we are fighting Iranians at this point.
Okay.
I mean, there's incursions going on in Iraq and along the border, and apparently that's what's happening. We don't know what will happen if the United States chooses a military option for Iran, Al-Faisal says, but if there's a military conflict, if bombs are dropped, ships are blown up, oil facilities on our side of the Gulf are targeted, just the idea of somebody firing a missile at an installation somewhere would shoot up the price of oil astronomically. In such a scenario, he said, Saudi Arabia hopefully would defend our oil installations as best we could and seek immediate resolution, but the risks would still be grave. not just to our installations, but the whole Gulf would become an inferno of exploding oil fuel tanks and shut up facilities. Let's not forget. Okay, let's put this aside, and let's not forget, they told us, really, they sold us Iraq War, the one we're in currently right now, with lower oil prices. We'll just go in there and take their oil. It'll be great.
That wasn't one of the selling points.
It wasn't from the administration.
It was weapons of mass destruction.
It was from the Republican pundits.
Okay, from like the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and those guys. Okay, 800-259-9231. We'll explore this some more. Is oil going to rise in price? We're on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screening, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, Ian here with you.
And Mark?
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free, everything from the bulletin board system to the archives, the wiki, and more. If you like the fact that we give you all of those features for free, then we would like you to shop with us. We've got a partnership with the world's largest internet retailer. You know them as Amazon, and you can enter their site through amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter via that portal, then we will get a percentage of anything that you purchase. So simple. There's so many categories, so many different products, great deals, awesome shipping deals as well. amazon.freetalklive.com. You're going to do the shopping anyway. Why not do it with us? That's, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you were telling me that according to, was it the prince, one of the princes of Saudi Arabia?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who would know these things, because these princes are directly involved with the oil trade.
Sure, these are the guys that run this stuff.
Right. He's saying if the United States, and they're considered an ally, are they not?
Sure.
Right. So he's saying, look, United States, if you invade Iran, oil prices likely to triple.
Yeah.
Now, what if the barrel of oil triples, if it's $70 a barrel right now, I don't know how that translates down into the final gas price. If the barrel of oil triples, does that mean we're looking at $9 a gallon gas or $6? Where would that, what would that translate into? If a barrel was $210,
mm-hmm.
then what would the actual gallon price be?
It doesn't, it's not complete, doesn't completely correlate, but essentially, if a barrel triples, then the price of gas could triple.
At least, it would probably at least double.
Certainly.
You're looking at $6 a gallon. Is that worth it to you? Is it worth it to you, America, to pay $6 a gallon for gas to invade another country to supposedly stop them from developing a nuclear weapon? Which they're allegedly doing, but there's actually no real evidence of that sort of thing?
Well, right now there's conflicts going on with their... They've got infiltration into Iraq because they're Shiites. Some of the Iraqis are Shiites. Mm-hmm. That's going on. We're sticking our nose all over the place, and we don't belong there.
That's right. If you think that we
do... Condi Rice is over there in the UN saying, well, absolutely, they cannot have a nuclear program. And they haven't violated any treaties,
nothing
any international law, nothing.
As I understand it, they're developing nuclear technology for power purposes.
Well, that's
and
what they say.
And it doesn't matter. You know what? I don't care anyway if they're developing nuclear weapons. Why is it that Iran is more likely to use a nuclear weapon on the United States than they are any of their surrounding countries?
And how are they going to get that nuclear weapon to the United States?
Right. I don't, just don't understand the threat. Iraq had never threatened us. We were not in... there was no threat from Saddam Hussein against the United States. The Iraqi people were not angry. They were angry at us for sanctioning them and bombing them for years, yes. But nonetheless, there still had been no threats directly against us. How many more wars of aggression are we going to get into before we finally get spanked bad enough to come home crying? Really? How many troops have to die? How high do gas prices have to go, and how many U.S. troops have to die? Obviously, the innocent Iraqis don't matter one bit to the warmongers in America, but what will it take for them to finally turn around and realize we've made a grave error? This is wrong, and it's time to come home. Can you answer that question?
Well, with no principle... then you end up going for the fight because it's sold to you as a good idea.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got an answer for that. On the way, New Orleans looking at a curfew. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling?